hosted by Bobby Enright.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Reach Your Peak Podcast with your host, Bobby Enright. I hope everybody's well after a very, very good week again. And I hope everybody is just really enjoying their start to 2022. We're coming now to the end of January, so it's a time that everybody has the first 4 weeks of the year. And when you're listening to this podcast, you'll be on the very last day of January, so the 31st of January. And you're going to have to look back and say to yourself, okay, what have I done in the first 4 weeks of the year, the very first month of 2022? What has been the area or areas that I need to work on or think about as I move forward into February, which is a shorter month? And that brings us into March, and then the year starts to kind of start to roll. So on today's show, we're going to speak about weekends and the like I titled it, the end of your goals. For a lot of people, I get this question a lot, where people really struggle with the whole aspect of kind of running and racing Monday to Friday, very structured, because obviously you've got your work, you've got all your time, you've got everything kind of structured in. And then suddenly the weekends derail you somewhat. So I think what we need to kind of speak about here briefly is, how can we set ourselves up moving forward now in February, that when we run to the weekends, and especially with the restrictions lifting and people being able to socialize more, how can you pull away the anxiety from that situation? How can you pull away all the negative thought process towards socializing and eating out? Because what we need to do is we need to have our goals structured around life as well. And we need to make sure that we can achieve something, but also on the other end, make it sustainable, make it that we're adherent to it and we're consistent with it. And we're able to enjoy our life at the same time and not kind of putting weekends and social events into boxes where we think, okay, that's a negative, that's going to derail me. So what we need to look at is, okay, how do we manage that process? How can we set ourselves up simple, effective tips that we can run into the weekend and say, right, we're going out Saturday night, we're going to have a few drinks, we're going to have some food, and we're going to have a great night. How can you pull away the anxiety from that coming up to that point, and also pull away the kind of structure and thought process around your goal setting? Because your goals are there for a reason. There's something to give you a bit of a focus and a bit of a target. And this is really, really important with people trying to make themselves a little bit healthier and fitter. Hence, so many people sign up to stuff like runs or events or adventure races or classes or programs within classes. And we see this all the time. So I think to be successful, you definitely need some sort of a goal. You need to know where you're going. And you need to know what you want as well. So that's really, really important. So when we look at it, we can say to ourselves, okay, if we are very, very structured and goal-driven, we need to make sure that our goal doesn't run over that five-day period and it just goes out the window over the weekend. So what we set in place is a structure for Saturday and Sunday where we can come along and say, okay, we're going to basically set up a process we go through when we go out, so we have that implemented. It's just like you're doing your weight training in the gym and you have scheduled in a deload, kind of a back off of the weights and volume to allow the body to wash away a lot of inflammation and a lot of fatigue. Same thing with the weekends. If we have kind of a structure or plan in place for every time we come up to an event at the weekends, then it's going to be a lot easier for us. So the simple facts, guys, and I don't want to make this complicated, because, you know, with most people, they overthink the weekends completely and they overanalyze it, they undereat, then everything kind of goes out the window on Sunday, and then they're struggling because their weekend now, their night out of some extra food and drinks has ran into Sunday with processed foods, takeaways, stuff like that. So what we need to have is a structure on Saturday where we run that structure every single time we come into that Friday. We start to think about that structure, we're going to run that plan, we're going to run. So very, very simple. You're going out Saturday night, you're going out for a couple of drinks, you're going out for some food. No problem. You're looking forward to it. You're excited all week. You've been training away. You've been hitting all your targets all week. It comes to Friday evening. What are you doing? You're training Friday. You're going home Friday evening. You're making sure you're having a good, healthy, nutritious, dense meals. You're sticking to your calories. You get up Saturday morning. Very first thing you do, and I want you to write this down, guys, step by step. You go for some form of exercise, whatever it be. Before you ever do anything, you hydrate your body first, then you go and you do some form of exercise. Now, if you've trained all week and we say the weekends for you, you've kind of scheduled in rest days, absolutely no problem. You're going to go out for a 60-minute walk. a 60-minute walk. You're going to structure into the morning and you're going to do that first. So hydration first, get on your stuff, get out. If it's a session, you're going to the gym and doing a session. We're going to do a session that's going to be based around you burning some extra calories. So that's what I would say to you, planning your Saturday session as more of a cardio session or a weight style session, make sure there's a calorie target there. So you're going to try to burn some extra calories in that particular morning. If it's a walk, I want you to go for a 60-minute brisk walk where you're moving nicely, your body's in a good temperature, and you're staying out for a full 60 minutes and you're coming back. Okay, that's your first plan. The next thing you're going to do, so exercise is scheduled in. If it's weight training or cardiovascular work, we're aiming for a calorie figure. We're pushing the variable there. It doesn't have to be high intensity as such. It can be just something driven towards calories. Well, you could say, do you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to do a 300 to 400 calorie workout or 400 to 500 calorie, whatever your level is, you're going to hit that. Okay, if it's a walk, you're out for 60 minutes and you're going to aim that day, that entire day, because you've already started with a 60-minute walk, you're going to aim for that day to at least go above your step count by 3,000 to 5,000 steps. So very, very simple process when it comes to the actual training aspect and movement aspect. The next thing you've done is you've hydrated as well in the morning before you went out. You come back and you're going to hydrate again, so you're going to get some more water into your system. Then you're going to have a breakfast that is basically aimed around protein. So something as simple as having some eggs and egg whites, maybe a little bit of vegetables in there, some peppers, some onions, some spinach, whatever. Something like that is perfect. You might come along and have something like a protein smoothie where you're going to have a little bit of fruit, good antioxidants. You're going to throw some protein in there. You're going to throw maybe a little bit of extra fiber in there, maybe some linseeds, chia seeds, flax seeds. And you're going to have that as your breakfast. So the predominant meal you're eating in the morning is protein based. You move to lunchtime. Your predominant meal you're eating at lunch is protein based. Again, a big hit of protein there. So we want to get in maybe something like a big chicken salad, big tuna salad, something like that, that we make sure that it's going to be fully nutrient based, big amino acids profile protein sources like animal meats, fish, and like we said, eggs, dairy, stuff like that. So you've now had a very, very easy structure. You've got up in the morning, you've hydrated, you've done your form of exercise, whatever that may be. Then you've went along and you've hydrated again, you've had your high protein breakfast, you've hydrated again, you've had your high protein lunch. Now from that, you've eaten X amount of calories. Say you've eaten probably in them two kind of style meals, 600-700 calories. Absolutely perfect. So what you're doing now is you're running towards the afternoon time. You've hit your step count for the day. You've done your exercise for the day. You're still in that hydration. So you're hydrating away through the day. And then you're coming to the evening. You're getting ready to go out. So you might have a little bit of a snack before you go out. So I would aim again to have a protein-based snack. That could be something simple as a nice protein yogurt, maybe a little bit of fruit with it again to get some nutrients and antioxidants into you, maybe some berries, whatever it may be, and that's what you're going to have. So if you look at your structure of your meals through the day, it's been high protein meals, it's been low calorie, low fat meals, because predominantly when we go out, we're going to be eating more carbohydrates and fats. So we're saving a lot of the calories there from carbs and fats for the evening. And also alcohol is a carbohydrate. It has calories, it's 7 calories per gram. So we're saving calories for that as well. So that is a perfect way. You go out, you enjoy yourself, you don't have to be too bogged down in what you're eating. You just need to make sensible choices when it comes to your meal that you're eating out. Okay, I'm eating out, I'm really looking forward to this now. I'm going to not have a dessert, just the main course and a starter. I'm going to have my few drinks for the night. And then you're going to make a conscious decision. Now, this is if you want to enjoy a social life and stay in good shape, stay healthy and stay fit. You're going to make a conscious decision. Okay, every drink of alcohol I'm going to have, I am going to have some water, and you're going to regimentally stick to that. So when you're having your meal, you might be having a few drinks before your meal, you have maybe a drink during, but you're hydrating through your meal as well. And then when you come out of your meal, when you go out that night, you're making a conscious decision that every time you go up to the bar to get a drink, you're just going to grab some water. You say to the barman or bar person, can I have a glass of water? You throw that back and off you go to your drink again, and just make that the habit. Now, nights get away from us and we have great time and drinks are flying. You're just trying to hold on to that system as long as you can. So you've done all the things that are required for that particular day. Now, when you come to the evening as well and you're trying to think about your night out, you're just thinking, okay, is this a big night out where I'm going to have a lot of alcohol, or is it just meeting a few friends and having a good few drinks? And you might say to yourself, okay, I'm meeting friends, having a few drinks. Okay, perfect. You're going to kind of limit yourself then. Say to yourself, you know what? I'm going out, I'm going to have a great time, I'm going to really be social here, I'm going to have a nice meal, have great, good fun with my friends, but I'm going to stick to about four drinks, five drinks, and leave it at that. And you're happy out at that. And in between, you're having your little bit of water, and that's perfect. If it's a bigger night out, then you're, again, you know it's going to be, it's a bigger night out. So you're really enforcing that water intake through the night as you drink your alcohol, because we know alcohol is going to make us pee more, which is going to make us more dehydrated, which makes us feel very, very crappy next morning. So that's the strategy, guys, that will work for you 100%. If you write that down, step one, step two, step three, step four, step five, and run that every single time you have a night out, you will not derail your process of what you're trying to do in your goals, because you're managing calories, you're getting all the nutrients in, you're getting your protein requirements in for the day, you're getting your expenditure a little bit higher than normal for that particular day, and then you are going out and you're being sensible with your choices around your food. You're just leaving desserts after you. If you want a dessert, you really want dessert, absolutely go for it, but you might say, do you know what, I'm going to not have a starter today, I'm going to have a main course and a dessert because I want to save a few calories for drinks and enjoy my drinks. Absolutely fine. Now, if you want to go out and have a three-course meal and drinks, that's fine as well, but just be sure that you're thinking of, you know, when you go out, you're really thinking about that hydration through drinking having your alcoholic drinks. And then the biggest factor for everybody is the next morning. What happens the next morning is the most important, because you're going to get up. Now, if you have done the strategy I've said the day before, I can guarantee you're going to feel 10 times better the next morning when you wake up. Now, when you come home after your night out, the most important thing you want to start here is the hydration process. So I would suggest you get some form of hydration tabs like Diorolite or electrolytes from Supplement Needs is really, really good. It's got some sodium and potassium in it. You pop that into a pint of water and you'll have that before you go to bed. You'll have another pint of water taken up to your bed beside you. And then when you wake up in the morning, that's the first thing you're going to do. Now, by doing that strategy, I can guarantee you're going to feel better next morning, because it's the negative feelings, the sickness, the headaches, all that kind of stuff, that's going to start our day in a very negative way. Basically, you're going to get up, you're not going to feel too good, you don't really feel like getting up, so you're going to lounge around for a long time, you've got a headache, your stomach is upset, so you're at a point where you're not feeling too good. Are you in a position to get out and go for a walk even? You're just not feeling it, because you haven't had it, you didn't have a strategy and a structure of how to manage social occasions. If you had, you would have got up next morning. I'm not saying you're not going to be sick, because alcohol will have a negative effect on the body, because it's a toxin to the body, so you're not going to feel too good the next morning. You're going to be sluggish, but it's not going to be as bad if you didn't implement these strategies. You're going to get up and you're going to feel a little bit off, but you know what? You can have a plan saying, right, I'm going to go for a walk with friends at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock. You might plan that the day before, so you have something to look forward to the next day, or something that you're tied to and accountable to. And once you get out, it's absolutely, everything starts to be better. Just when you get out, even if you don't feel like going for a run or a bit of a sweat session or something like that, absolutely fine. You don't have to. Get out and go for a long walk. It's easy to do. It doesn't require a lot of energy, and you're getting out in the open. Suddenly you feel 10 times better. Such a difference, guys. So all it is managing the day before. That's all it is. And if you go through the strategies, and we'll start from the start, we get up in the morning, we hydrate. We then go and we go for either a 60-minute walk with a brisk pace. If it's cardio or strength training, you're aiming more towards a calorie burn. Okay, and we know when we lift weights, our goal isn't to burn calories, but we can utilize weight training, lighter weights, and maybe push the rep ranges a little bit and aim for 300 to 500 calories for that session. Then you're going to make sure you hit if you're just doing the walk in the morning, you're aiming to hit about 3,000 to 5,000 above your normal target. And if you've done the sweat session in the morning where you aim for calories, then you're fine. You just hit your normal step count for the day. You come along and you have a high protein breakfast next. And again, you hydrate again after your session. You have your high protein breakfast. You move along. You do whatever you have to do for the day. You have a high protein lunch with some hydration strategies again. You have some water towards the evening. And before you go out, you have a high protein snack, like maybe some like a flavored yogurt, maybe some fruit in there. Really nice, quick snack. Not going to fill you too much. You go out and then you have your meal, and you're going to hydrate through your meal. You're going to go out to your bar, pubs, whatever, nightclubs, enjoy yourself, have your drinks, and you're going to try to stick to the rule of a drink and water, an alcohol drink and water, alcohol drink and water, as long as you can through the night. You're going to come home, you're going to have a hydration tab up in the counter in front of you that you've left there before you went out that night. You see it, you fill your pint glass, you put in your hydration tab, you drink that, you fill your glass again, and you take it to your bed. You go to your bed, you wake up next morning, the very first thing you see is that water, and that's your cue straight away to rehydrate. That strategy, guys, will work. You will feel better. You're not going to be anxious about putting on weight because you went out for a night out. You're not, because you've done the work that's required. You've minimized the excess calories coming in by sparing calories through that Saturday. And then you have managed hydration levels, so you're feeling better on the Sunday. And then on the Sunday, you start and you might go for a nice long walk, relax, let the body recharge, get your sleep cycle back, because we know when we go out, it's our circadian rhythm. It isn't good quality sleep when we drink alcohol. So again, we just need to get that back. So Sunday evening is going to be very important. You're planning and you're setting yourself up, maybe going for a nice bath on Sunday evening, Epsom salt bath, let the body relax, kind of wind down nicely on Sunday evening and try to get the best sleep you can. And then you go for your Monday again. By implementing a strategy like that, guys, I can guarantee you, then you no longer think of your weekends as a negative. Your weekends are something that should be enjoyed and something you look forward to doing. It's just lack of planning and lack of information, really, and reading things around doing this strategy and that strategy and banking calories during the week. I don't like the aspect of banking calories during the week. The reason I don't is because it affects people's training. And what we want to do is we want to improve the cardiovascular system through the week. We want to improve the muscular system through the week. Most people want to increase lean mass. Everybody should, and decrease fat mass. We do not want to take away the real energy source that is there for us to train really, really well, and that's food. So what we do is we train hard during the week, we recover well, we eat our calories required to match our output, our goal, and then as we come to the weekend, we just structure our Saturday before we go out Saturday night to pull away from fats and carbs and eat more protein-dense stuff. And getting your vegetables in, getting your salads in at lunch, nutrients, getting your fruits in, getting your honest 3 nice servings of protein through the day. And then when you just go for your meal that night, just think, at least my choice here will be something based around protein. There will be a good portion of protein within that main meal. And I guarantee you, you will be able to manage your weekend so much better. And suddenly, it takes an awful lot of stress off you because now you've got a plan. And that's the plan you run over and over and over and over again. Now, if you're going out Friday night, you just run the plan on Friday. If you're going out Saturday night, you run the plan on Saturday. If you're going out Friday night and Saturday night, you run the plan Friday and Saturday. So that's the way you're going to strategically do it. And that's it. And we have to take accountability for ourselves too, guys. If we've got a goal and you're doing the structure, but you're going out and you're drinking a massive amount of alcohol at the weekend, Friday, Saturday, you know, if you continuously do that weekend and weekend after weekend after weekend, no structure strategy will work for you because you're just constantly running that variable. Because we know when we drink alcohol, it is going to impede recovery. It's going to be a toxin to the body. You know, I'm not saying that you do not have to drink alcohol, but I'm just saying you need to be smart when you do it. Do you know, you'll enjoy your nights out a lot more when you don't have them every single weekend because it just comes the norm. So what you want to do is you want to say to yourself, right, you know, I'm going to plan for 2 nights out in January. I might do 2 nights out in February, 2 nights out in March. Do you know, and I'll really look forward to them then. And maybe doing it that way might be better for you, but you have to be clear about what you want in terms of your goals. You want to be clear about what your weekends mean to you. Are they something like, for a lot of people, it's just they love to go out and drink at the weekends. Absolutely go for it. They don't care about exercise or whatever. But maybe they're the people who are actually beating themselves up Monday to Friday, but they still fall back into that cycle of just going out and socializing at the weekend massively and just really switching off from everything and then eating a lot of fast foods and all that kind of stuff. And their weekends totally get away from them. And that's a spiral. You just fall into that spiral. But I can guarantee you, if you've got a goal now and you're coming to the end of January and you're saying, okay, I've been out on a few social occasions, I feel very anxious, I'm going to, you know, I check in with a lot of people every weekend and I hear the words, am I going to derail all my progress? Absolutely not with planning. If you plan and remember, prepare. If you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. So you just prepare. You write down this structure. So every time you've a night out, you go back to your structure you've written down in your journal, your page, whoever it is, and you say, right, this is basically my blueprint of how to make myself go out, enjoy my night out, and not be stressed, not be anxious over it, and being able to get up next morning and absolutely smash the coming week and have no second thought about going out and socializing, because you shouldn't have. It's all about how you manage it. So I hope that made sense to you guys, and I hope it's something that you can write down and something you can implement for the rest of this year. And I can guarantee you, you will be successful then. You'll feel so much better about socializing. You'll understand how to do it better, and you'll understand how to manage it better. And then you will see the benefits from it, that no longer that anxiety around socializing is there. You can just go and enjoy this part of your normal life and still have body composition goals, performance goals, whatever it may be, and have no second thought about it. So guys, hopefully that was helpful. Hopefully everybody's having a fantastic January. I hope you absolutely smashed it. If there was any issues in January, any problems, obstacles, walls, anything that caused you to derail a little bit off what you're trying to achieve, write down the problems and then look at the factors that you can do, one or two things you can do to make that situation a little bit better. Always think of the positive, guys. Always look at what was good in January and what can be even better in February. So let's really look forward to a good, solid February, and let's absolutely smash our goals moving towards this 2022. So have a great week, guys, and we'll catch you next week on Reach Your Peak Podcast. Thanks again for listening to another week of Reach Your Peak Podcast with your host, Bobby Enright.